Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all blessed. Everybody get an offering envelope, needs one. Anybody got so much money you need two? Well, we got extras, don't we, John? Hallelujah. Well, let's pray and you can give. Father, we thank you for seed. We can sow into your kingdom. We thank you, Father, when we place that seed in the hand of a mighty God, that you'll multiply it. You'll use it to expand your kingdom and cause a harvest back to the sower. For that, we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody blessed this morning. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Pray for Michael Gannon. He has a cracked heel bone. And he's in a boot. But don't you feel bad. Don't feel bad. He told me you were feeling bad. Because you didn't think it was as serious as it was. Well, it's okay. It's okay because us men, we're not good patients. Okay? But sometimes we're easier to get along with than you women. How's that? Okay. You guys laughing? Huh? Well, I had to stand up for us. You guys are hammering us in the back. No, we don't make good patients. Actually, Debbie read me something on Facebook. This man and woman were both sick, and he was in bed, and she had the same thing. And she was mad because she fixed the kids' breakfast, got them off to school, did the dishes, did the laundry, and she had the same thing the man had, and he was in bed. Hallelujah. Well, you got to love us. We are cute. Okay. You got your Bibles this morning. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Isaiah. Before I forget, get excited and forget. We are having a Christmas Eve communion service here tonight at 5:30. Reason it's 5:30 is there is a chance of some slippery weather later on after that. We have a ham. I need a volunteer to bring some buns, okay? And don't just bring two for you, all right? Somebody bring some buns. Somebody bring some chips. You with me? Amen. Debbie's making cheesy potatoes. They're pretty good. So or any other dish you want to bring. But we are having ham sandwiches. You see me later if you got a question. Let's pray and we'll get into God's word. Father, we love you. We magnify you. There is none like you. And Father, we thank you for your word and what it means to us. And Father, as we study your word this morning, we pray that you anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9, page 884, if you got a Bible like mine. We're going to start in verse 1. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. Now, Galilee was not really, the people from Galilee were really looked down upon from the people in Jerusalem. Turn me down up there, please. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Wow. People were walking in darkness. Amen. And a great light. They have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. See, they went from being oppressed and in darkness to a people who are blessed and joyful. Amen. Amen. They're happy. Because what? Because they have seen a great light. Amen. We're going to find out who that is here in a minute. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. Verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. I want to stop right here for a minute. Two Hebrew words used here. One is yeled for child. Just any child. Could be a boy child or a girl. Okay, just a small child. But then the Bible says, unto us a son, a ben. If I took you back to the ancient Hebrew letters, the word ben for son, there's a bet, the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and a noon. And their symbols are a house and authority. So a child is born, but to us a son who comes out of the house of authority is given to you and I. Remember what the Bible says in Daniel about Jesus, about the Messiah? It says that he shall have a kingdom and authority and power, and this kingdom will never be destroyed. Amen. So it's significant here, the way that God uses these words in the Bible, a child is born, but a son is given. You know, when I was thinking about Christmas, and yesterday I was in Dollar Tree, I needed something there, and I ran into an elderly woman, and she was buying 12 gift bags. Can you turn that down? I can hear me. Is that me? Yeah. It's aggravating. It's aggravating to me. I know it's aggravating to you. So I'm in there, and she's buying all of these bags. I thought maybe she's trying to, because they had stuff marked down, I thought maybe she's getting ahead of next year. And I said, excuse me. She said, I'm sorry, because I was getting these containers I got your candy in. And she was over the top of me, you know. I said, excuse me. She should have told me, excuse me. But, you know, anyway, I was there first. Anyhow, I said, excuse me. And she said, oh, I'm sorry. She said, I'm just in a hurry. She said, there's three families right down the street from me that kids have nothing for Christmas. And she said, I'm trying to provide them for Christmas. Now, I got to thinking about that as I left, and thinking about her and thinking about Christmas and thinking about this verse. Because Christmas truly is about giving. Amen. And Isaiah says that a child is born, but a son is given. One who comes from the Father's house of authority. And I was reading in a commentary this week, and it said that a male child has the image of his father and the image of God. Now, you ladies have the image of God also. But in ancient Hebrew, that first son was so valuable to a mother, because if it was the men who provided. Okay? Now, I know we live in a totally different culture. I did not slam women, okay, just then. Women actually work harder than most men on their job. Tell you the truth, just working hard at home. So when a woman works at a job and at home, it's like having two full-time jobs. But you do it because you love those children and those grandbabies, okay? Amen. So anyway, I got to thinking about it. That's what Christmas is about. It's about giving. And God gave his son. And that son bears the image of the father and the image of the son. And that son is so valuable to that mother, because if something happens to her husband, that son is required to take care of his mother. Amen. And so that son was so valuable in ancient times, which makes it even harder when you think about when Abraham was asked to give Isaac. Remember the story in Genesis 22 when God commanded Abraham to bring his only son and offer him as a sacrifice? And of course, Abraham is obedient. But can you imagine Abraham's heart? Can you imagine the father's heart? That would be hard to give your son. It was hard for Abraham, but it was hard for God. You know here at this church that Jesus, before he was incarnate in the flesh, was the wisdom of God. Amen. And Proverbs 8 says that that wisdom was God's most delightful instrument of creation. Not only does the Bible say that Jesus was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world, but it also says, Jesus says that the Father loved, Jesus is praying for us, and he's praying that we would experience the same love with the Heavenly Father that he experienced before the foundation of the world. Amen. So before the wisdom of God was incarnate in the flesh, that wisdom had a relationship with the Father. They were truly one. And then wisdom puts on flesh and dwells among us. Amen. Let's keep reading this. And it's that wisdom that is this son that is given. And it says, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You know, I wrote an article for a newspaper several years ago about the spirit of Sabbath. And I believe that you can keep Sabbath on Saturday or you can keep it on Sunday. And when I was a kid, and a lot of you remember this, but when I was a kid, very few things were open on Sunday. I mean, things were closed. We went to church. We went home, or if we were in Ironton, we went to Grandma's, and we went back to church that night. And it was when I look back, it was a time of peace, because it took us out of the grind, the hustle, the bustle of the 6 days prior to that. And the hustle and bustle when I was a kid cannot compare to the hustle and bustle today. Just try to get in the mall this afternoon if you don't believe me. Okay. But here's what I wanted to say. There was such, you know, I remember back as a child, there was truly a spirit of Shabbat or spirit of Sabbath. There was a peace about the Sabbath that I'm not sure we've captured today. And the closest I can think of to that peace is Christmas. Amen. It's the spirit of Christmas. I don't care who you are, you have to admit that there is a different spirit about Christmas than there is the rest of the world, the rest of the time on the calendar. Amen. Thanksgiving doesn't produce that peace. Resurrection Sunday doesn't produce that peace. Of course, Resurrection Sunday is more about shouting glory, you know. So. But there's truly a peace about Shabbat and a peace about Christmas. And I believe it's because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen. And we're celebrating his birth. That, how many know that's a big deal? That's a real big deal. Let's keep reading here. I'm going to read that again. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. We could read it this way. Of the increase of his authority and peace, there will be no end. Can I say something to you this morning? If you have no peace in your life, then you haven't truly submitted authority of your life to Jesus. Because he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. He can heal the brokenhearted. Amen. He can set the captives free. Because that's what he came to do. That's the other thing about Christmas. Jesus is born, he's raised by Jewish parents, but he was raised for one goal, one purpose, to be the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. What a gift. God shows us what love truly is. Love is responsibility. Love is understanding your responsibility and being committed to fulfill that responsibility. When God created man and man sinned, God did not cast us away. He sent his Son. Amen? Amen. God understood his responsibility and his level of commitment to fulfill that responsibility. You know, today in our society, there's a lot of young people today. They, you know, I love you, baby, but they don't understand what love is. Love is being responsible. You know, you take those vows for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, right? Richer for richer well, you got money or you don't have money, you know? You don't leave. Why? Because you're committed. You understand your responsibility and the commitment to fulfill that responsibility. That's what true love is. And God gives us that example. Instead of casting man away, he gave his Son. You know, I love the story in Exodus with Moses. Moses is complaining. Man, you sent me out here with these people. These stiff-necked people. And God gets mad at him later on, you know. And he said, you know, Moses, I'm just going to wipe them out and start over with you. That's a pretty good deal for Moses. But Moses intercedes for him. He said, oh, Lord, you can't do that. You can't do that. And you've got to go with us. Because if you're not with us, it's your presence with us that separates us from the rest of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God gives us his Son as an example of what true love is. Turn with me to John chapter 1. I am a little under the weather. I've had sinus infections before, but not like this one. We did cut it off in time. I'm not coughing. But as this big cabbage of a head hurt this week. Let's start in verse 1 just because I like this. In the beginning was the Word, or we could say was the wisdom. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light. He's talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a witness of the light. Verse 9, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right, now watch this, to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
Now, if you want to remember anything for Christmas this year, remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave.
Amen.
Isaiah tells us that a son is given. God didn't have to do that. But he did.
Amen.
Amen. And I choose to believe that the whole reason that we give gifts at Christmas time is because God gave, he first gave gifts to man.
Amen.
Amen. And the best gift was Jesus. And I know there's a lot of argument about Christmas and the paganism and all that, but I'm going to tell you something. If you keep your focus on Him at Christmas, there's nothing pagan about that. Okay? Amen? That's what it's all about. I sat down with my grandkids, you know, because there's, you have divorces in family and, you know, all that. You got to juggle when you do your holidays. And so we had Christmas yesterday morning with the kids before we opened anything. I told them the story of Christmas, you know, and we prayed and I let them know the most important thing was Jesus. Amen. Now, maybe the seven-year-old maybe he wasn't sure about that, but no, he was. But this Christmas season, it's about giving. It's about Jesus. Keep that in the forefront. Now, I'm going to cut this message a little short this morning because I'm not 100%. They changed my blood pressure medicine, put me on antibiotics all at the same time. Hold on, Newt. Huh? Plus Christmas candy. Yeah, that didn't do me any good there. That didn't do me any good. Blood pressure high, sugar's high, and my head's going to pop off, okay? And find out it's a sinus infection. I thought it was something serious. So anyway, seeing how Christmas is about giving, this looks like somebody's going to give somebody something here today. I mean, what's this for? I'm not sure what I'm to do, so I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I have something for all of you, okay? If I can bend over here and stand up without getting dizzy. This was made with love. Me and Caleb and Deb. There you go, Workman family. If I got extra, you can have one. But you're a diabetic. You don't need one either. How about you, Christy? Okay. She's watching her weight. Well, maybe we'll have to take another pill, Bernie, and indulge.
I'll take extras.
Okay. John believes in a little Christmas magic. Jean, Merry Christmas. A Happy New Year. Here, John, take a round one, holds more. Take a round one, it holds more.
Oh.
Don't forget her what? Oh, these are moms? Oh, I was going to say, I don't know if these will make it back home. Where you at, Myrn? You take one to your mom.
Thank you.
Here you go, Timmy. I got special ones for these two. They hold more. Merry Christmas,